Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And today we're talking about, you know, I had time written down, but we are going to talk about money again, a little bit about money. My guest has over 35 years experience in a corporate office environment. She has had her own virtual assistant business for the past 5 years now. So some of my listeners know who I'm talking about. She has been a wonderful sponsor of the Powerful Women Revealed show and is a returning guest. Tina Owen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Nicole.
I'm so excited to have you here. You have been an amazing inspiration. You've changed my life. So let's just say that right from the get-go. You've been self-employed. You've been in this business of office environment for 35 years. You've been self-employed for 10. Yes. And now you have had your own virtual assistant business for 5 years, which actually last year you doubled your business.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, how should we start the show today? Because we've already talked about many different topics about, you know, you actually left your job in the middle of a recession. You have 4 children.
Yes.
It was a very difficult decision for you to do that, to venture off into your own business. Do you want to briefly just explain to a new listener why you decided to do that?
Sure. Well, I have the gift of multitasking, as you are aware.
Mm-hmm.
And in any of the corporate offices that I worked in, I took on a lot of responsibility, and it became more and more and more. And I just became really tired after a while.
Because you were taking on, well, you're capable of being 3 or 4 people in one.
Yes, that's true.
So you're capable of that, and you started to do that in your office environment, and it got to be a little too much in that environment.
Definitely. And when I left my last corporate job, they literally hired 3 people to replace me.
Oh, my God. So now you're on your own as a virtual assistant. Yes. And you're helping multiple people. How are you doing that now? And it's not overwhelming now.
Well, you know, the people that I help don't need a lot of help all the time. So when somebody contacts me, they have an initial problem in their business that they want me to help them with. I get that straightened out. And they just come back to me if they need any more assistance once they've been, you know, put on track.
And guided.
Yes.
And so I do want to share a little bit of about our experience together. We've just become very good friends because yes. You're such an open-minded person and you're easy to work with. And you get me. I feel like you get me. And you're such a great audience, too. You laugh at all of my jokes. You laugh at everything I say. But, you know, when you first came, all right, so now I'm going to be honest. Okay. And I've told you this before, I think. When you first came to my shop, I have a shop in my basement that has all of my, I have inventory of machines. And then, you know, it's also my office space.
Yes.
And you came in and the first thing you said was, well, this table is sticking out in the middle of your shop. You know, we need to move that. And I'm thinking in my head, oh my God, she has no idea what my business is. She has no idea that I need that table right there because that's where I put my products after they're, you know, cooled down and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking all this stuff in my head.
Yep.
And then I stopped myself and I thought, wait a minute, I am going to be open-minded. She is giving me, you know, what could be great advice. I didn't know at
right.
the time. I thought it was really horrible advice. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm just going to, you know, be open-minded and say, okay, so let's move the table. Hallelujah. I was like, oh my God, moving that table was the beginning. And that was the best thing that you helped me right from the get-go.
Right. Yeah. You had a lot going on in your office, but because you have separate businesses and you're just one person, you had combined them all into one space.
Yes.
So it was really, a little bit of a challenge to separate them out and kind of
but
show
you saw
you
it clearly
flow.
But
yeah.
You saw it clearly right
yeah.
from the get-go from walking in there.
Right.
And just want to be clear on the businesses. It's the radio business, yes, and my physical photos business, and then my leadership role in BIG, right, which is Believe, Inspire, Grow. Most people already know what that is. Yep. So those three aspects of what I'm doing, and then it's the networking.
Right.
So you came in and you helped me separate all the files for each of my businesses.
Yes.
And then helped me streamline and put things in areas that worked better for me.
Right. And put the most important of the day-to-day stuff that you need to reference or deal with in front of you and keep it that way. That was the most important part.
Yes. And the prioritizing. So, yes, you know, when you have file folder, you helped me get some products that were so inexpensive. Like, you're not like, come in and make me spend hundreds of dollars to get myself organized. I think I spent $16.
Something like that, yeah.
Something really ridiculous. Yep. Just some, you know, vertical things just to help me in certain areas. And we basically, you really came in and helped me utilize everything I already had.
Right, right. You have a good space in your office, but you just had everything on top of everything else.
Yeah.
So I really need to have that separation and that clarity to be able to see, okay, this is this business, this business, and break them apart and handle them that way.
And I have to say that you don't know the businesses, because I thought you were going to come in and go through my file folders. And you were like, no, that's your business.
I can't do that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what part of that, because it's your business, is important, which items you need to go through. So really my work is more just coming in, getting the flow situated, getting priorities in front of you and things like that, and then getting everything else in the back so you're not seeing all this clutter and this.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to talk to you a little bit later about the files that you just dropped off for me the other day.
Okay.
But anyway, you really, you are able to multitask within your own business now. Because you only come and help the person. So virtually, you can drive within 2 hours to come visit someone.
Right.
And then you can sort of get them situated. And then after that, you're mostly doing virtual.
Usually, yes. Some of my clients still like to have me come aboard and visit them once a week, once every other week, once a month. Because they like to have their filing done on site. And they like to have everything cleared up. They won't do that themselves.
Yeah.
So there are a couple that I go to, but for the most part, yeah, my business is virtual.
Mm. And I want to talk, you know, so the last time you were on the show, we talked about the books and how your books really go hand in hand with your business plan.
Correct.
Because you need to know what about...
You need to know what you're making, if your margins are good on the products that you're and services that you're selling, what your expenses are. You need to watch those very carefully, see where you need to grow your business, where you need to spend less money.
Where you need to spend less money, or where perhaps you're not spending enough money.
Absolutely.
Like advertising on radio, perhaps.
That's correct.
Okay. So, and I do want to mention, too, that what resonated with me, there were several things that I took some notes from our last session here, our last interview, junk in, junk out.
Yeah.
And so we have about a minute. Can you explain what junk in, junk out means?
Well, when you're creating your own bookkeeping system, and you're putting things into the system the way you believe they belong, you get a little creative, and they're not necessarily correct. So you're not getting your information in completely and correctly, and you're not providing yourself with good financial reports.
So
that's important.
Okay, so some people have created interesting categories.
Yes.
Multiple interesting categories for different expenses.
Well put.
And you love that, huh?
Yes.
And really, the multiple categories, you don't need that many. What are the basic categories?
Right. There's a typical chart of accounts for each industry, and that's what you should follow for your business. So you don't want to be creating things off of that. For instance, an automobile expense is an automobile expense. Some people will subcategorize all kinds of things underneath there that don't necessarily belong there.
Well, like what? You have mileage?
You do have mileage.
But what else is there?
Fuel. They'll put their auto insurance, excise tax. They'll put
all
repairs.
Kinds of stuff.
So you have all these subcategories. So when you're looking at a profit and loss statement and you have this gigantic auto expense, it's not
legitimate.
Necessarily correct.
Okay. So. And we want to do things that we can sleep at night and please the government and the IRS. Because when we please them, they stay off our backs, right?
Very, very true. Very true.
Okay. So I hope you'll stay with us. We've got lots more to talk about with Tina Owen. And you can find her at TinaOwen.net, O-W-E-N. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have. Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary parenting confidence breakthrough where you can discover your three-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with EverythingYouWishFor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
And welcome back to Power. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And my guest is Tina Owen, and she's a virtual assistant. And the last time we did our interview, we talked about, well, we wondered what that percentage was about people who are looking for stuff. Yes. So there is a percentage of how much time we spend per day looking for things. And I did look that up. Okay. And it's an average of 10 minutes for some people, but there is quite a few people that will spend 1 hour a day looking for things. That is really bad for a business owner.
Yeah.
Especially a small business owner.
Definitely, yeah. You don't want to focus on finding paperwork.
Yes, and there's the top 20 lost items, which are number one is your phone.
Yeah.
And I thought number 19, your car. I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh.
People, number 19 of things people have lost is their car. I thought that was kind of funny. But paperwork is number four. And so really, and men are worse than women. Mm. Do you have more men clients than you do women clients?
That's a good question. You know, I think I do.
Yeah,
I do.
And literally, men are worse trying to look for things than my husband makes folders and he doesn't label them. Oh. I noticed that recently.
Goodness.
Yeah, so that's not a good thing.
It's a surprise.
Well, he's pretty organized, so I don't know if that really helps him or hurts him or what. But you know, it's having a virtual assistant is not just about saving time. It's about freeing yourself up from all of these daunting tasks that we dread doing.
Right.
And you've referred to yourself as that pile of paperwork on the table. And you know, so talk a little bit about that, about how you really do save people time when you come and help them.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of people don't realize that our office is really the base of our operations. And we have to have an organized to a level that not only that we can find things, but if somebody comes in to help us, they can. And I think a lot of the time they just come in, they drop their paperwork, and they go. When they're searching for something, for instance, an estimate that a client has approved, and they want to get the job, they can't find it because it's lost in all these papers here, and that's what comes with the searching. If they have a system put into place that helps them keep things organized, even to a minimum of a level, they're not always trying to dig things out. So, for instance, having a folder just for expenses and having another folder for income, having a folder for expenses. So if you're busy and you're dropping papers, then at least you're getting them to a separation of where you can go to find them, as opposed to giant piles in the office.
Yes.
That's very difficult to go through. And a lot of people, they don't have the time for that. They, you know, they work a lot of hours. They wear a lot of hats. They can't deal with office
stuff. They don't have the time to go through the pile.
Right.
But yet they're creating the pile.
Right.
Because they don't have time to create the organized part so that there is no pile.
Exactly. And being in offices, in a variety of offices, for 35 years, there's a pretty standard process that you really need to go through to have things kept together.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I don't know the business, when I go in, I can say, okay, I know where this goes, this goes, this goes. And then comes contact with the business owner and, okay, how is it going to be easy for you to find this? And this is what my suggestions are.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can stay on track. And even if they don't continue to have me come in, when I leave, they have a process where they can put things and they can find things much easier. And not spending 10 minutes or possibly
or an hour.
That's terrible.
Well, now, and I don't personally, I want to share this example because this came to me just now and I think it's important to share. I don't personally lose important things like invoices because, frankly, I don't have a lot of them. So I don't really have a challenge in that area. So maybe somebody that's similar to me that, it's a ton of other paperwork.
Right.
It's groups that I've joined. It's networking. It's business cards from the networking. You helped me. Now, I like to save the business cards because the business cards, I'm a visual.
Yeah.
And if you type in the business cards, which you can do, and put it on a spreadsheet and then upload that to your email account, whatever,
yes.
I have Gmail, so you upload it into your contact system, yeah. You put every single piece of information on that business card, which is very important because I, doing it myself, I'm putting the name and a phone number and an email.
Right.
Maybe if those three are the basic things, you're putting everything in there.
You need to have everything in there. I think that the reason people put the information on their cards is so that they can be picked up quickly in any kind of a search.
Yes.
So, yeah,
yes.
You need to have everything in there.
And I save the cards, and a lot of people discard them after they enter the information, but I save them, and you helped me put them into these beautiful binders that I look through, because now they're organized by category, and I look through, and I get that visual of who that person is, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to call that gal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for me to have both. Not everybody needs to have that.
Okay.
But, getting back to the client invoices, you've helped me with all the other paperwork that is piling in, you know, or coming into my space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really been extremely helpful. Now, the files that you brought me the other day, this
yes.
is what I want to mention. What's in them? Because I have no idea, and I'm probably not going
to
open them.
You don't
That's
need
bad,
to.
Right?
No, actually, those you don't need to pay attention to.
Don't need to do anything. All I need to do is take those three manila folders, or two, or whatever it is, and then just hand it to my CPA.
That's correct.
Okay, so, but that's blind. That's silly for me not to even peek inside, right?
Well, what I did was I took your bank statements, made sure everything was entered into your bookkeeping system, and then reconcile the account. So when the CPA gets them, he's going to look and he's going to see, okay, the last statement of the month is reconciled. I know it's good. So
we're
he knows
set.
All the entries are already in there.
Okay. And what I love about you is that when you enter everything into from my checkbooks, because I'm giving you my checkbook registers,
yeah.
and you're taking that information and you're plugging it where it goes.
Yes.
If you have a question about something, you don't just stick it someplace.
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, some people do that.
Yeah,
I've
seen that.
Some people will actually take the information and put it where they think it goes, which can be wrong. But you've seen so many different businesses that you know where it goes. And if you don't know, you ask.
Exactly. And you're very good in your registers on making notes on everything. So
you can reference the notes.
There's very few questions. Right. I pay attention to that. So there's very few questions that I have to come back to you for.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to go to another break. This is going by so fast.
Okay.
I do want to give a shout out to my sister who's listening today, I hope. She's on her way to New Hampshire for a fun little vacation with her family. And the reason, I want to say hi. Hi, Candy. I want to say hi, but I also want to mention that my sister and I have demoted my mom from doing the holiday organizing, and my sister and I are taking over. So we're like going to conquer this thing and we're going to be in charge now. And my daughter, I'm going to have my daughter babysit my nephew, baby Max, who's 3. And I'm going to pay her $5 on Christmas Day. And she is going to be a great little assistant for my sister. So it's very important. You can have assistance in all kinds of ways. You are a really great business assistant. So I hope you'll stay with us to hear more about Tina Owen. TinaOwen.net is where you can find her. And also check out PowerfulWomenRevealed.com for all of my upcoming information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, so stay with us right here on 95.9 WATD.
Plymouth Open Doors Yoga Studio has been helping individuals release toxins, achieve balance, and create more peace in their lives for years. We invite you to come to a beginner's class, an intermediate class, or advanced hot power yoga. Love yourself enough to take that first step today. Visit Open Doors Yoga Studio in the West Plymouth Shopping Center on Route 80 today. Gift cards and passes are available online at opendoors7.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Tina Owen, and you can find her at TinaOwen.net. And there's so many questions I want to ask you. I could interview you every week. How can you save money by hiring a virtual assistant, and what are the common mistakes we discussed last time that people are making with their books?
Okay. I think the benefit of hiring a virtual assistant is it's someone who comes into your business as you need. So you don't need to hire a part-time or a full-time employee and give them limited tasks and then have to find possibly some work for them because you've made a commitment to hire them. With a virtual assistant, you hand off tasks if you need them, like if you have an emergency come up or you need something quick and you don't have time to get it done, you pass that off and it's all done for you. If you need a bookkeeper 1 hour a week, why would you hire somebody for even 20 hours a week? What are you going to do with them for the 19 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to have a desk for them, computer, supplies.
Mm.
So it becomes very expensive. Mm-hmm. Whereas outsourcing to a virtual assistant, you just use them as you need them,
mm-hmm.
and only when you need them.
And they're saving money because they're spending their time doing what they love,
right,
which
growing
is their
the business.
Growing their business,
right.
And focusing, on their business rather than in their business.
Exactly.
Is that right?
It's the tedious everyday tasks
mm-hmm.
that need to get done, but it does. You know, they're time consuming.
Yeah.
And you don't want to take that time. Were you going to take it away from your family? Or are you going to spend it nights and weekends? Or
exactly. And then what is that common mistake that you see clients make in their books?
Well, the biggest mistake I see is the creative expense accounts,
okay.
definitely. But I think another place that I see that's a huge problem for our clients or anybody is that they're losing expense slips. And those are very important to have. So if you've got somebody who's running around all day with a debit card or a charge card, getting supplies for the business all day long, and they're not taking those expenses.
Well, okay, so I am now. I am now separating because the receipts are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I am separating. Anytime I have a receipt that's business, I am separating those and bringing them down and sticking them in my Tina folder.
Yes, my clients have a Tina folder.
Yes,
okay. That's the best way to do it.
All right, now, what type of person is your ideal client, and what type of business and why?
I think the businesses that I am best fit for are small business, seasonal business, or even self-employed individuals, because they sometimes don't know everything that they need to know to run the business. They're very good at the services they provide. That's what they know, and that's why their business is good and growing. But
okay. And
as far as setting up their office or keeping their bookkeeping on track, they don't know about that. Mm-hmm. So I can come in and either do it for them, or I can train a person if they have in their office, if that's what they need, so they can utilize that person for more.
Mm-hmm.
So
which is great.
There's different ways to help them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think that they're the ones that need the most help, and I think that's why when I started the business, even though I was in the middle of a recession,
mm-hmm. It
took off so quickly because it was who I focused on, and they're the ones that really needed the help.
Yeah. And now, say again, why seasonal businesses?
Well, for seasonal business, you know, their workload is very, very slow 6 months out of the year. So if they hire somebody part-time or even full-time when they're busy, they have to let them go or put them on unemployment for the next 6 months, where they could just hire a virtual person for the tasks that they need,
mm-hmm.
and then not worry about the expense on their off months.
Okay. So the tasks, meaning the office tasks.
Right.
Because obviously if you have a seasonal business and you have a storefront,
right. You
do have to hire people to run the registers and things like that. You're
True.
Not coming in to do that kind of stuff.
No. I'm talking about like a landscaping company.
Oh, okay.
So they're only running 6 to 9 months out of the year. If they're not doing snow plowing on the off season, their business is only going 9 months.
Oh, okay. All right. And I do want to apologize to Jim, our listener out there, who was just calling in and wanted to have questions. We are not a call-in show, so we're happy to call you after the show, and you can contact Tina at tinaowen.net. So Jim has some questions for you, Tina, later.
Well, I'd be happy to answer them.
Now, so why don't people outsource that office help for even the bookkeeping?
Well, I think when you have your own business or small business, you tend to gain more and more hats as your business grows. And
mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes you don't know about the expense. It's a new avenue for you. So it's not time, you know, that you have to research how
mm-hmm.
much it's going to cost you.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in your business is so important to you. You hold it tight and you try to keep doing it and doing
yeah.
it and doing it.
Well, in the beginning,
you don't want to let go.
in the beginning, it's good to do your own bookkeeping because you don't
Definitely.
Need you to come in to organize, you know, three little transactions, right? So in the beginning, it's good to wear all those hats. But I personally think that bookkeeping is one of the first things that you outsource when you're ready to expand.
I agree with that. And I also think that...
Or when you're ready to let something go.
When you're ready, yes. That's it's tough because you're handing your financial situation to someone.
I know. You're looking at all my personal stuff.
But I also think that in the beginning, when you start up, you should get some advice.
Yes.
And just not necessarily hire a bookkeeper at that point, but have somebody set the books up for you so that you start out on track. And then when you get busier and you need help, you bring somebody in.
Mm-hmm.
It's fair.
And right now, frankly, you're handling everything for me. And what I think I'd like to do is maybe in January or February, have you open up the QuickBooks and show me mm-hmm. some of the things, just so that I have to wrap my brain around things very slowly. I cannot handle too much at one time.
Right.
So we'll handle that after the holidays. And so if somebody is listening right now, what example can you give about listing that loan payment incorrectly in their books?
That's a big one. Let's say...
We talked about that last time, and I wanted to mention it again.
Yeah, let's say a business has to buy a vehicle for deliveries or to provide a service. That's a large expense to the company, and they typically take out a loan for that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're recording that, I've seen companies that just basically put it in the auto expense, and the loan payment for $450 is there as the auto expense.
Okay.
That's not correct.
The
way that it's supposed to be set up is that the vehicle is actually a fixed asset for the company. So you have to put the value of the truck in the company as a fixed asset, and then you put the loan against the vehicle as the liability to the company. And when you're recording the payments, you break out the payments by the principal and the interest so that you have everything going properly and you keep everything on track.
Okay.
And
yeah, see, this is why I love you. Yeah, this is why I love you, because this is not what I do best. And I still am not quite sure I understand what you just said.
It will probably make sense.
I'd have to listen to it several times in order for, because this is not my business.
Right.
If bookkeeping were my business, I would be a freaking master at it. Like, right? If I spent all day long,
you would.
Because I'm a smart person, right? But when you're not doing it every day, you need to let that go to somebody else.
Yeah.
So we have another 2 minutes before commercial break. I want to mention on your website, you say, think of a virtual assistant as a freelance office assistant. You utilize your services as much or as little as your business needs. You only pay for services when you need them, and you decide when and what services you need.
Yes.
You offer flexible schedule and affordable rates, and due to your flexible schedule, you have the ability to complete assignments within 24 to 48 hours. That's amazing.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about your actual, some of your packages and what they include. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you happy with the state of your health and nutrition intake? Do you want to improve your behavior when it comes to diet and fitness? Healthy Options Coaching offers a holistic approach that encourages a shift in your mind to change your body for life. Sheila Calhoun is an expert in the areas of nutrition, fitness, and health, and she can help you achieve your optimal wellness, guiding you from where you are today to the person you strive to be. Shift your mind and change your body for life. Contact Sheila Calhoun at HealthyOptionsCoaching.com. Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Welcome back to Power. My guest is Tina Owen, and you can find her at tinaowen.net. And I just want to mention my daughter's sitting here with us, and you need to stop moving around because we're actually recording this for PAC TV. So I don't, you need to stay, you know, sitting, okay? Thank you, honey. So we want to talk about your packages. You know, last time we didn't really talk about that enough, and I want to go into a little bit more detail. So one package is referenced with bookkeeping.
Yes.
And what does that entail?
So the three packages that I now have to offer are the bookkeeping tune-up package, QuickBooks implementation and training package, and the monthly bookkeeping. The tune-up package is for somebody who maybe has already started it on their own and things aren't looking too good, or maybe their CPA said you need to have somebody check this.
Oh, okay.
So then I go into the business. I take a look at all of the entries, find out where things are going awry, correct those for the business, and then I can either train the person that's handling it, or, you know, explain to the business owner where they're going wrong and why they need to.
Okay. And then the, go ahead, do you want to continue with the
book? Yeah, the implementation program is kind of important. A lot of people, believe it or not, a lot of small businesses are still handing their CPA a shoebox full of receipts.
Yes, and that's expensive because CPA is more expensive than your fees.
Correct.
Okay.
If you're paying the CPA their regular rate to do the year's bookkeeping and then the taxes, mm-hmm. it becomes very
expensive.
So
they need to hand you the shoebox.
Yes, that would be wiser.
Yes, that would be wiser.
Would be much more cost effective.
Okay.
But sometimes they're just not familiar with computers, or they're not sure which program that they should buy. Mm-hmm. So I can advise them and help them set it up and train them, and then I just go away. And
okay.
They should be all set.
Okay.
The last one is my most popular, the monthly bookkeeping. A lot of my clients have hired me, so every month I get the bank statements, receipts, invoices, credit card statements, and I make sure everything is entered properly, all accounts are reconciled, and either I'll hold their files for them till the end of the year and give them back to them in one nice big package so they don't have to worry about it.
Nice, or neat, organized them, package.
And return them monthly, right.
Okay, and that's what we're kind of doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're kind of doing that
because we're in the beginning of it.
We're not
see it a little clearer in a month or two.
Yeah, once we get organized for this particular 2014 year.
Right.
Because there's a lot of mess that you're helping me with.
Yeah.
Now, but you are doing, we are doing the trade off, the document pickups. I'm trying to do as many things virtually, online, digitally as I can. So I'm sending you my bank statements over the internet. I hope that's okay.
It's secure.
Okay. But my checkbooks, you know, we're trading off checkbooks today, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Right.
Now, what about the office assistant services?
So I divided out different services that I offer. And this part of my business has really kind of slowed since the bookkeeping has picked up so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I do offer a few services that are helpful to businesses, but they also fit into what I do. I'm very organized, scheduled,
you know,
routine.
You know the space.
And so, you know, what we need to do in social media, we're supposed to be blogging, we're supposed to be posting, we're supposed to be just sending out newsletters. And of course, we want to keep our databases up to date with our business cards and whatever we have,
mm-hmm.
so that we can get to the right people all the time, all the people we know. So I took all these services and I divided them out into different packages so people could pick and choose. So I have a newsletter package where if you want to send out something monthly, weekly, bi-weekly,
mm-hmm.
you can certainly do that. And we go through and we get photos and we get information from you on what you want to speak about that month, mm-hmm. or that week. And then we draft the newsletter, send it back to you for review, and get that out on a schedule. We also update the database package, or the database package is updating the databases so that all of your potential clients are in there and they can get these newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I have the social media and the blogging package, and that works well with the newsletter package because if you're putting something out, if you're sending out an e-newsletter,
mm-hmm.
and you have posts that pop up, you know, maybe every other day or every third day, and it all pulls in and ties into this one newsletter you've sent out and what you want to talk about that month. It brings attention to the business, and it also helps you move up that horrible Google chain of searches.
Because
you're constantly posting. So mm-hmm. it is a benefit, and that's something when you get on social media, you know, you get on that and you can get lost and you don't want to do it and you're not sure what you want to talk about. But if it's done and it's scheduled, it's all falls
yeah,
place,
and then once you do the first couple of them, you get into a kind of a routine. So
Definitely.
The first couple might take a little tiny bit of extra time, but once you get into a rhythm, then you're good.
Done. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you've got a steady presence. Virtual reception package. I do offer that. I have different phone lines that come into my office that I will assign to a client. This is great if you're a small business owner and you're busy, you go away on vacation,
mm-hmm.
You have a meeting or a full day of meetings and you just can't get your phones that day.
Oh.
You can forward them to my office and you've got a live person answering your phone so you don't miss a potential customer calling in.
Oh, okay.
That's important because if they get voicemail, they're going to go to the next. Mm-hmm. So we want to capture them when we can. But I can also, while I'm taking the calls, I can schedule estimates, schedule meetings on your calendars and have every whatever it is that you need for the phone calls can be done. And then everything's sent to you at the end of the day or the end of the week. And you're still on track.
So that's amazing.
This has been a popular service. And then the last one I have is the brochure package. And with some businesses, they need one. Some don't. It's always great to have one. Mm-hmm. So that you can hand it out. I mean, I can talk to you for 10 minutes and tell you what I do. But if I handed you a brochure with all my services,
the light bulbs are going to go.
So
yeah.
Much more.
So picture says 1,000 words, right?
Mm-hmm. So
when you get that image and you get that text and all that verbal stuff across, and then it opens up the dialogue.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we do that for the smaller businesses that just want to have some help in. Sometimes when you get into marketing and advertising with, you know, between web design and brochures and that, you can really spend a lot of money, and that's not helpful to a small business.
Well, and not everybody has the eye for that brochure.
Right.
Not everyone has the eye. You have the eyes of 35 years of experience and countless businesses that you've seen.
Yes.
So you have a great eye for how a brochure can look and what key ingredients go into it and how you lay it out and things like that.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to need that virtual receptionist package pretty soon. I hope so. Oh, hope I'm going to start getting a lot of calls. Okay. And then, you know, I also want to mention that go back to your office space, that triangle, that needs to be, we talked about that last time, how your kitchen, you've got the fridge, the stove, the sink, it's all in a certain way. Your office needs to have that too.
Definitely.
And that's what you really helped me with. Is get my triangle, so to speak, organized in my shop.
Right. Yeah. It's very important to have what you need beside you and where you need it. You don't want to have, if you're printing a lot of things, you don't want to have that on the other side of the room. So you're constantly
and you don't
up
want to
and
be
down.
And bumping into things for when you're going to the printer, like a big giant table sticking out into the middle of the room.
To you sometimes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have one more minute. Last time I asked who inspires you, and I listened to our previous show, and you said clients. And I laughed to myself because I said, you're going to be really inspired when you come to my house. I was like, oh my God, that was funny. But what I want to ask you this time is, what is a common misconception about bookkeeping, and what are your thoughts on it?
I think the biggest misconception is that anybody can do it, and everybody thinks they can do it. And it's just a simple record-keeping system, and why, you know, I can do that. And that's obviously when they realize or when they're trained and they see where they went awry, that's the quickest thing that they pick up on and say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because not everybody can do it.
No.
There's too many things to know. Like I said earlier, if this is what you do every day, then you are an expert in your field.
Right.
But I don't bookkeeping every day. Yeah. I don't do bookkeeping every day, so I'm not an expert at it, which, yeah. I, like I said, I could be.
You could. You're smart.
If you're right. If I were doing...